As you can see, I've acceded to the demand for visual enhancements. And this is only the beginning of an extensive PowerPoint presentation, as you'll see. Okay, what I want to do is talk about some work I've been doing on multiple time dimensions today. And I have no idea how much time this will take, but I will try to keep it short, leave plenty of time for questions. The work is motivated from a number of directions, but I think it's of interest to a group of people thinking about consciousness and experience, and indeed, this is one of the aspects of it which I think is most profoundly puzzling. All right. So, let me start by way of introduction. I want to talk just a little bit about time in the physical world and time and experience, and in particular, just tell you a little bit about the motivation for thinking about this. One of the principal motivations came from thinking about string theory, not in any particularly deep way, but in noticing that string theories are almost always formulated on space-times of with a higher number of spatial dimensions. Usually, these days, it's 9 spatial dimensions and 1 temporal dimension. So you might ask, I asked anyway, you might, why space? Why are we always multiplying space? It seemed a bit asymmetric in a way. We learned, supposedly, from the theory of relativity that time and space are unified into this thing called space-time. So ontologically, they should be on a par. That's if you read your ontology off of the fundamental physics anyway. I'm not entirely convinced you should, and I'm not entirely convinced that the physics is fundamental. But it's certainly a way we have of thinking about time in modern science and in philosophy. It's really bled over into philosophy, as I think is evident from all the talk. I'm actually puzzled by all the talk about the block universes and whatnot at this conference. I don't say that there's anything wrong with the block universe. I wonder if it should be reified in the way it has, but I think I'm not going to go off in that direction.